in this stuff, going forward, we're mentioning the line, drawing the senses together, in the one face metal, looking forward to the simile of like, the spider in the center of the spider net, mm-hmm. or the watching the kind of plugging up the various holes in the termite mound and watching it in one hole
yeah.
for the lizard women.
Yeah.
And could you say a few words about you know, kind of taking the position of like, kind of being watching the mind, being at the mind,
mm-hmm.
because that's where essentially the sense objects kind of all meet.
Right.
As opposed to sort of separating the mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a certainly in terms of the when we're meditating or sitting meditating or doing walking meditation, when things are a bit more contained, then it's really helpful to come in and see the effect that on the mind, the reaction within the mind that happens because of the sense contact, so that. That observation is so pulled together into one place, but I think in terms of in our engagement, then sometimes it's helpful to be attentive to say the sense doors, just because things are sometimes happening a bit more quickly, and it's helpful to recognize that sense contact. Sometimes we can be composed enough to be with the mind itself, but sometimes we're just not quick enough. So that a lot of it is a practical practicality of what's actually going to work and help. So the but certainly in terms of the when things are somewhat quiet enough, if we're sitting meditation, then sitting meditation, walking meditation, then we can draw that attention in to the watching, the arising and passing away of our recognition of the sense contact and the movement of the mind, independence on that contact in those different ways.